hear what they say. Power though, we're on our way. Escape to reality. Escape to reality. Escape to reality. Escape to reality.
Welcome everyone to Escape to Reality Podcast with Justine.
And Geneva. Hi friends. Checking in on Traders. Season 2. Stack cast. What did you think? Did it take you, like, do you like it? You didn't watch
it. I love it.
One.
I love it.
You love it.
And okay. I wish I watched it. See, I didn't ever, I don't know any details about the first one. So it almost makes me want to go back. But I kind of want to know. I have a lot of questions. Okay.
Okay. All right.
As we go through, I'll think of what the questions are, just like relating to the rules and the game. And so who can win money?
Who can win money is who's left at the end. So if they get all the traders out, that money goes to them, goes to the pot. But if the traders win the game, as in like Phaedra, et cetera, if they make it to the end, they get all the money. Last season, it was one woman who won. She was from Survivor. Ooh. She was a beast.
Oh, Survivor.
I forget her name. The Survivor people.
Traitor?
Yeah, she was a traitor. And she worked them the entire way to the end. I think the Survivor people on this show tend to do really well because that like emotional manipulation of the game.
Right.
Something like they excel at. Like, I've never watched Survivor, but Dorian, anytime you see somebody from Survivor, he's like, oh shit, she was a fucking powerhouse. Like, Poverty, I guess, won like twice or something.
Oh, okay. And Sandra, or whatever her name is.
Sandra was a beast too. Or she won twice. Poverty won once. I don't know, whatever. Like, Dorian was like, Poverty's great. And the other one,
I don't
was
like
great.
Poverty.
Sandra. I don't either. Her headbands, I want to chuck them off, throw her off a cliff with those outfits. Drives me nuts.
I don't like her. Something's so unlikable about her. Oh my God, I was just looking up the cast. Cosmopolitan put up a picture. I don't even think that's Marcus. So I could show you it. I mean, what did they do to him? I don't think that's him. God.
Phaedra not being on our television all these years, we've been robbed.
It's a big mistake.
It's a huge mistake. She's
candy.
Such a star. The way she talks, like the cadence of her voice, and just like everything Phaedra brings is just.
She's the perfect traitor. Dan is a piece
perfect.
Of garbage.
Yeah,
and
he'll get caught.
I wish
soon,
he would have got caught. He's so dumb. He's horrible at it.
Can we talk about Larsa? Just like dumb as rocks, fucking figuring this shit out. She's like, she called Dan out. I was like, okay, Larsa,
took her
paying attention.
Now Larsa's got to. She's sad to be away from him a couple of days on Housewives.
I know.
I hate knowing that MJ was there for a whole month. I wish she wasn't allowed to say that.
Yeah, I wonder.
They knew she wasn't going to drink the wine.
Right, like how long she's going to last.
Because it has to be quite a while.
Yeah.
Johnny Bananas getting kicked off first? That should not be allowed.
That's a powerhouse move right there, though. Like, powerhouse.
Getting rid of him
right.
is smart. It was really smart, right? Because you're a challenge person. He's a
super
good
smart
competitor mentally and physically, right? He's a nut job.
Both sides of the coin. He's an emotional manipulator. He would have been great at this game if he'd made it through. I was thinking,
while we're thinking Johnny Bananas though.
Yeah.
Carl or Johnny Bananas, I would much rather be with Johnny Bananas if Lindsay is dating
Lindsay?
One of them. Lindsay Hubbard from Summer House.
They're longtime friends and so it's like a rumor.
But I see them together. They seem like a good match. More
I
than
could,
her and
I
Carl.
Could see that. Yes.
Yeah.
He looked
him?
Good.
He looks like he's injected.
I like his little suits
with air. Him and CT, they just look
CT.
Bloated as fuck.
Okay, CT. Thank you for bringing this up. There was a scene where I was like, man, CT looks like just super out of shape. And then it's like one of the breakfast scenes and he's like eyeing the entire plate of food, just like trying to figure out what he's going to eat. He's like, he's melded into like an old, he looked like he belonged in The Departed. Like one of the scenes where they walk
does.
In and like he's an associate of Jack Nicholson. Like he looks like he's in like the Boston Bob, the way he's dressed, the belly,
his accent,
the track
still
suits.
So thick.
I know, he's a mess. He was out of shape in the water. He was struggling.
I'm looking at a picture of him here. He's gorgeous, but
dude,
he looks
three seasons
beat.
Ago on the challenge, he looked unbelievable. Like 2 years ago, he was like as fit as he's ever been. He looked great. Now he just looks really out of shape.
He slips a little. He's fucked. He has to be super.
He's got it. I think they're coming for him. Like, I think they're coming.
I can see him sitting in the car just pounding Italian food. He just looks so
eating a dozen.
Unheavy.
unhealthy. Pulling up, getting a hot Krispy Kreme dozen, yeah, pounding them all. I see it all.
Krispy Kreme. That is so good.
Let's see. Trishel. Seeing Trishel is wild. She looks
aged. Yeah.
She looks phenomenal, right? It's like, it's so rare in contrast to Larsa, which these cameras, which I wanted to talk about, cameras are not the Bravo cameras. They are not giving them a filter. Like, yeah, you know, like they you all can see beat. The, you can see the age of Larsa. Janelle. You can see the age of Janelle. I mean, all of them.
Janelle, when she had that swim cap on or something, it looked like an ex-Baywatch person. Like, I feel bad for women that really care about their looks at a young age.
Wait, Trishel? Who's Janelle?
Or no, Janelle. The blonde girl.
Janelle, the blonde. Oh, the big brother girl. With the lips. Well, she fucked with her face.
But it just looked disfigured for a second.
Yeah.
If people want, you know, this is just our honest opinion. We're not trying to be mean. It's just, it's jarring.
Well, I think what's jarring is, again, it's the cameras. Like, they are not giving us the HD screened, like, filter that they're using on Real Housewives of Miami or anything. Like, both Tamara and Larsa, you just see the work. And then Trishel, you see somebody age. It's just her face, older. And she looks good.
Yeah, but she's probably done a little bit, but she does look good.
Well, the right work, I guess. There's a difference.
She was such... That series of the real world was so good, and for her to still be working it,
I know,
pretty remarkable, because the real world people die off. What?
Yeah.
How many other real worlders are around?
I mean, other than on the challenge, I think
that face. Don't forget making
that long career. Like, look at these people: CT, Johnny, and her just like have made a career 20 years out of being on MTV. Pretty fascinating, and like, I would say arguably, like, Bananas has surfaced up to the popular culture. Like, you say Johnny Bananas, probably people know who you're talking about, you know?
Right. Sheree, what fascinates me is people like Sheree, MJ, they're all so quiet. And so do they make it to the end?
I mean,
Sheree's good. She's in with a traitor and doesn't realize she's being protected, which is pretty crazy.
Yes. I think... The people who you see, I'm like, I forget, honestly, Ekin Su forgot she was on there. Tamara forgot she was on there. All of them are like, so I'm sure they'll come more to light as the season comes up. But it's like, holy shit, there's Ekin. Like, you forget.
Ekin Su.
Yeah.
She does not have the camera loves her. She looks gorgeous. Then I can't imagine what she looks like in real life or on an HD camera.
You're right. That's a great point. She looks phenomenal.
She looks insane.
She's beautiful. And like I said,
tout that she's super smart. It's like, you don't sound smart, Ekin. Sorry, but you sound like an idiot. Saying that you believe in aliens, you can twist your arm around and all this, that.
She's nuts.
When people say, I know I'm just a pretty girl, that there's the red flag.
I love that she uses no filters on social media. I follow her. She doesn't use a single filter on any of her stories or anything. I give her major props for that. I like Ekin Su. I would love to see Ekin Su like work this and like become a player in the game. Yeah.
And people, they do count her out. She and Love Island, she did end up owning the house, which it was good. I do love her. I'm a fan.
I do too. I'm a huge fan.
And she's so cute.
When Phaedra voted for her in the third episode, she's like, and Ekin Su, she started the estrogen riot. Just all calm and like, you're nuts.
That's such a cynical way to put it. Phaedra is so good in there rubbing people's backs. No one even votes for her. No one thinks that she could possibly be a traitor.
No.
It was the perfect pick.
It's a great pick. I think it's just watching them all at that table and just the... I don't know, it's great watching them all vote. I also love that they didn't know how to spell Max, like they all spelled his name wrong.
His thing is right there. Did you see Deontay put peppermint? He put pep and then he drew a mint as like the name, the last part of the name.
Thank you for bringing him up. Ryan, he's emotional over the game. And then Phaedra just wiping his tears. Like, it's okay, DeAndre. It's like,
he's so cute.
You know, he has 9 children or something? 8 or 9.
Wow.
Yeah. Also, I feel like we're seeing a little bit of CTE coming through and his like emotional reactions to this game.
I felt like he was just a like a Pisces or something. I don't know. But you're probably
Pisces,
you're probably
Pisces
correct.
Or CTE, one or the other.
You're probably correct though, because
I did like
all...
though when they were in the challenge with they were in the that. Water, and he was like rowing, and he was like all day, and they're like, ooh,
yeah,
like...
right when they're training. I loved it. I know he's such an athlete.
That
he's
same
fun
scene,
to watch. I love him.
Yeah, he is fun. That same scene where they're all in the water competing, and Phaedra's just on the shore doing absolutely nothing. She's like, where is Shirai? Like, she didn't get wet. She didn't do anything. It was great.
Dante has a big presence, though, on the camera. The camera loves him. It's funny to see the people that really fade away and the mm-hmm. people that are around. But I guess I think mm-hmm. that is producing, too. They're trying to manipulate us.
Yes.
I think. Yeah.
Who you're showing, who you're not. I love that they're in this house. And just like this, like medieval, I just like the whole scene of it. And the fact that they're really isolated and they have them out doing these challenges, like it's just a fun concept.
It is cheesy, but it does grow. At first, I'm like, this is a little cheesy, but it's great. I'm really hooked mm-hmm. with the wine at the end. I don't know how she's going to get somebody to drink it. How can she not give herself away with that?
Right. Because I think I was trying to think about this. I think probably how they would have played it was they would have drank in it and then like, an hour later, they would have gotten a note that just said, like, you're eliminated. Right. And they wouldn't have thought it's, like, attributed to the wine. Because, obviously, the way she was wandering around with that. And I love Phaedra, like, I'm not going to let this happen in front of me about Sheree.
How
so
did she
good.
Get her away?
I don't remember. But she did, like...
Did she give her a hint? Or like
I think, like, didn't Poverty say something like, I'm not going to do this, like, right in front of another
or I can't
traitor
get
or something? Right.
Sheree, or can't she could her. Tell that she didn't want Sheree to,
right.
to go down. Phaedra, though, she really is a great actress. I mean, give her an Oscar. She's great. Doing amazing.
And just, again, the way that they all think they know and, like, the way they go into these votes, like, confidence fun. All right, Max, you're sketchy. Max. And it's like, no,
they're
you
so
guys are
stupid.
Totally fucking wrong. Good.
And why wouldn't anybody think so. Trishelle is the traitor for going so hard for Peppermint? Like, that would be...
Right. Right.
How can Dan have one big brother but be so dumb? Say something, you idiot.
He was not prepared for them to come at him. And again, if Larsa's putting you in a corner, you've done something wrong. I mean, just
if
I love that they took
Marcus
out though.
The smartest person in the house. It's so funny. It was a fun move.
The more I've seen him on TV, I know we talked about this in Miami, but it's just like I see not a shred of Michael Jackson.
I know.
From the Michael Jackson. Jesus Christ.
I know. Jordan. I look at him. I'm like, where is Michael Jordan's DNA? I don't see
it. A nose, a lip, an eye, a face shape. Like, nothing.
Does he have to shave his facial hair for me to see
maybe
it?
Maybe that's a good call. I don't know.
Michael Jordan
just
was just so slim
like
and
him.
Tall. And,
his face shape was different.
The
and like... Yeah, I guess I've never seen her. That's a good
point. Michael
point.
Jordan get a piece of his hair and do a DNA test? I mean, it's crazy.
Right. You know what Dorian told me about that?
At what stage of his life was he born in Michael Jordan's career?
That's a great call. Well, how old is he? He's like...
Yeah, pretty late.
It's
got to
be 35.
What did Dorian say?
Oh, he was telling me this crazy story that he saw on TikTok about Steve Nash. Have you ever heard this? That his wife...
I don't know.
Was like cheating with multiple of the players on the Suns, and that a kid was born. He thought it was his son, and the baby came out black. And he was like, "What the fuck?" And it was not the. She admitted to having an affair with one man, like one player, but it wasn't him. It was another player. Like, she was fucking the entire team. It's crazy. I was
that's
like,
so great. So funny.
Oh, so Marcus is probably like what 35? Because they're like
lost Gene.
So it was like the peak of his career.
Yeah.
If he's our age.
Yeah.
Right before. Maybe he was like the college baby.
Trap that guy.
Right.
I can't believe he's on Traitors. I'm Michael Jordan and my kid's on Traitors. It's just pathetic.
I know. With Larsa Pippen. I just like, that's nuts.
It makes me angry that Tamara's on the show because it makes her think that she's better than all the housewives. She dumps Shannon and Vicky to go for their stupid road trip because she says that Shannon's drunk and now she's on Traitors and she's going to get all this press. She's so obnoxious to walk, to listen to look at. She's sick for the first contest or whatever
for the episode.
It.
You don't even see her.
Like, what's wrong with you, Tamara? How sick are you? I need details.
She's not the choice I would have picked from the Housewives archives. Like, I think Phaedra, brilliant. I think I would have liked to
Tamara.
See.
I can't stand her voice. Like, you don't know a pig from your ass. It's like same old story with her.
Yeah.
There's no depth to her at all. She's such an idiot.
You know, I think would be excellent on the show is like a Dolores.
Oh, like, yeah. Dolores would be great.
Something like that, I think, would be good. Even, I would take a Bethany. Bethany would be great on the show. She'd probably get kicked right off, but she'd be great to watch. Yeah.
There's a million Housewives. I'm just past Tamra. I just can't.
I agree.
And her with her beret.
I also saw that, like, the press, all the shit she's been battling with Vicky, they were like, Tamra knows what she's doing. She's doing this shit.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
She's starting all this for promotion of the show she's on. I was like, oh, that's interesting.
She's not stupid.
Yeah. She's a mess. I don't need her on the show. I forgot she was there until she popped up in the second episode.
I felt bad for Peppermint. I think they really should think about things more, but I guess people get caught up in the whole, why would she, she said she's a traitor. It's so stupid.
I love how they get so tricked by like a single comment, and it just shows you how like rumors spread like wildfire, and all of a sudden groupthink. Like, this is a fascinating psychological show because you're watching people, one bullshit that is not rooted in fact, all of a sudden everybody's like, it's Peppermint or it's freaking Marcus. We got, you know, it's just like they're or it's Max. Like, they just have no idea what they're doing, and watching like a single person spread Marcus, a wildfire that like catches on is just great. Yeah. He knew he was going.
And Maxim is just a dick. So obviously his personality is just so unlikable to me that no wonder they thought he was a traitor. I love when they say I'm a traitor, I'm a faithful. There's nothing better than that.
Right? Isn't it great?
That's great.
I hope they get somebody. Because I think when they, if I remember from last season, if they get somebody, they can then recruit somebody new. Like if they get
I was going to ask you that.
Out. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
So if Dan leaves, I think they could recruit somebody else.
Kate Chastain shows up. I don't want a Kate Chastain.
No?
With her one-liners and stuff. It's okay, but that's like a Tamara to me. I like someone who... it's just there and just normal, and it's not all quippy quips, you know?
Yeah, yeah. MJ seems like a mess here. I don't know. Like, her
like
by
MJ
herself.
She's nuts.
I like MJ, but I'm just interested to see if she, like, can figure this out. She seems a little lost so far.
She's a looper. I mean, she's on Jeff Lewis Live all the time. She says the weirdest things. She's in space, but she's also there. It's very weird. Her and Lars they seem so dumb, but they're the only people that are picking up on these things. I gotta give it to them.
I gotta give it to Larsa. Larsa looked straight at his face and was like, sorry, Dan, I don't trust you. You're too quiet. You're too this. I'm like, all right, Larsa, go ahead.
I love Larsa's crazy looking face too. And her body looks slimmer, like she's getting the injectables out when she was walking up these stairs. Her butt didn't look so crazy.
Okay. Yeah. I think Larsa was a good pick here because nobody knows what to do with Larsa. She's dating Michael Jordan's son. She's a mess, you know. I think
to put them on together.
I know.
They should have known that they would be such a mark. And I love them walking in. It sounds so simple, but them walking into breakfast in the morning is thrilling.
It's fun, right? You're like, who's going to show up? They're like, oh, yeah. I really enjoy this show. It is cheesy to an extent, but it's fun.
It's so cheesy that it works. If they didn't have it this cheesy, it would suck.
You're right. It's like the camp of it is, it's almost like the right level of ridiculousness for you to be engaged, you know,
with the,
even
the
challenges.
Yeah.
Having them run around the stupid graveyard with the spotlight, like dumb as shit.
But again,
you see people get caught and they think they figured it out. CT's like, he thinks he's got it. Just gets stuck. It was good.
Gotta be super fun to be on a show like this.
Right. It is fun. Was Kyle? No, Kyle did that other show. Kyle wasn't on.
Kyle
Traders
was on the Traitors. He was.
He was. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. I'm confusing that. Well, what's that other show that came out recently?
There was one with the army and like Sandoval was on it.
Yes.
And he got carried by
Special Forces.
Yeah.
I think that's what it was called.
That's dumb. Yeah. Yeah. Traitors is next level. Traitors is where you want to be on Peacock.
Emmy nominated. We're
watching it. Right. Yeah.
Yeah.
I almost want to watch the Australian one.
I know. I was intrigued.
I love it.
I
think it's really
the
fun.
The problem is, I think one thing that draws you in here, though, is you know the people.
Know
Would
the,
you be interested
yes,
if it was like 12 random people you've never seen? I'm not quite sure.
You're right. They get a great group of people.
Yeah.
It's hard. I mean, the Survivor world I'm not a part of, or God, I forgot her name, Pavarotti, or what's her name?
Pavarotti. Poverty, which is a weird name.
Well, it's obviously
spell that
not,
shit everywhere.
It's just not an English word you want your name to be, Poverty.
Right, that's what I'm saying. You're going, right. What's your name? Poverty.
It's like, I'm sorry. Like
not positive manifestation for your child.
Yeah, so. It's got to be like, I wonder what's the right word to say? What heritage is it word? I don't know.
Right, right.
What was I going to say? Alan Cummings is a great host. He's batshit crazy and he's fun.
I love that he's giving live commentary during the challenges with like a bullhorn. I just like, it's hilarious. Like it's not even a voiceover. It's just him yelling at them like, oh, you're sucking. Step it up. I think he's fun. And I like his outfits. They're really over the top.
They got a UK real parliament person. That's hilarious. What a casting decision on that.
And when he's all out of breath and shit, the asthma stuff. I mean, it was just great. Him eating shit, trying to run. Them all trying to run was hilarious. These people are just not physical challenge people. That's why I'm
when
surprised.
When he fell,
like,
and they're
CT
like, are you okay?
Dominate.
Are you okay, yes. John?
Oh, it's good.
So
I'm enjoying it.
God, what was I going to say? Deontay Wilder. I heard that name a bunch before, and I never knew that's what he looked like, huh?
Yeah.
Looks so young.
I wonder how old he is.
Dan is losing it. I don't know how he's going to change up his game, because those two girls are going to definitely...
I think they're going to let him
blow up his spot.
Take the fall.
I feel like Kate Chastain must come for someone who has to leave out of the game. Or do they always have people that come in by surprise?
I don't remember.
Like, does Tamara and her little scrappy sickness have to go home and Kate
maybe
saves the day? God, it would be so fun if Andy Cohen was a contestant. If he had no life, he would be fun on the game.
Deontay
Wilder
was,
I was going to say. They need to come up with a better... It makes me nervous that there's cheating involved with the hand on the shoulder when they're choosing the traitors. It seems like it could be... He does it really fast that you wouldn't know, but it seems like...
Well,
someone could peek
my thing
underneath
was,
a headband or something.
You hear the footsteps. So if you're smart, you're listening to where he stops by, and like those three people, just vote all those people till you find one. You know what I mean? I thought it was weird. You could hear him walking around. It was like, do they have...
Is that how he...
In?
Yeah, they should
picked them last time.
That's how they did that before.
Yeah, it is. I don't know.
Jeez,
I wonder.
It's a fun game.
Yeah, it's fun. I wonder if they're gonna make it. Like, if these traitors will last till the end, or if they'll get like replaced or eaten. Like,
Dan sucks
out,
so
or...
bad. Phaedra could win this whole thing by herself.
Phaedra could.
Vice
she
president
could.
And
even
whatever.
When she was, who said this? I forgot who, but somebody was like, they were like, I have no idea what's going on about the game. It's like they asked, was it CT? Yeah, they asked CT, and he was like, I honestly have no idea what's happening.
No, you hear him go, well, you want to do book club? I really do want to do book club every day. He's just living life. You got to love CT.
Let's read Shakespeare.
You know, Phaedra and what was his name? What was her ex-husband's name?
Oh, Apollo.
Apollo. Apollo lived with this
in
Phaedra.
My head.
She was the traitor. Like, she put on a show for a while with him while he was going down. She's good at this stuff.
What do you think the real Phaedra is? That's like a real question. Like, who is she deep down? You don't know. She's polished, presented. She can be hood when she's want to. She can be Harvard educated, like attorney when she wants to. She has all the she has all the kind of things she can play. And that's why she's going to be I think she's going to be a master at this game. Cause like you said, nobody is thinking it's Phaedra, because she's just a sudden little bell.
She gives little quips and like, oh, gosh darn it. Oh,
and
damn,
like emotionally supportive to everybody who's in chaos. Like,
it's
she's not
sick.
Playing the
it's
Dan
great.
Game, which is like disconnected. She's active, but as like the supporter, not like a shit talker. She's just like, well, who knows what's happening? Oh, poor
he's
Deontay.
So dumb.
Yeah. He's playing the
poverty
wrong game.
May get picked early because she seems kind of
she knows what she's doing,
not likable, and she's very forceful.
It's a fun little show. I watched also on Peacock, I watched The Holdovers last night, which is like the Paul Giamatti movie. It's getting a lot of Oscar buzz. Wow. He's like a teacher at a school and he gets stuck with the kids over winter break. It was cute. Okay. I liked it.
Oh, that looks cute. I love Paul Giamatti.
He has one lazy eye that was like a choice for his character. It's really distracting. Other than that, I recommend it. Don't stare at his eyes. I liked the movie, though. I thought it was cute. And the good thing about this freaking Peacock with the commercials, which you know how I feel about commercials, at least for movies, you watch one long extended commercial and then you get the movie with no commercials.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah.
I wonder how effective these commercials are, like on YouTube and stuff. People just skip them, but not on here. You can't.
It's
so crazy how things have changed.
It really has. Like 60 seconds of commercials in between these traders things.
Feels like hell.
Eternity. I could die, throw me off a cliff. And it's like we used to watch 4 minutes of commercials every 15 minutes. You know? It's wild.
It's so scary how they're probably marketing to us in different ways.
Mm-hmm. Entirely. So
what else have you watched?
Nothing. Oh, I watched True Detective last night with Jodie Foster, very good.
Wow.
Another person aging the right way. And Dorian called me out because I'm an asshole. I was like, oh my God, she looks old. And then I was like, fuck, you know what? Shut the fuck up. She is old. And she honestly, her face looks like her. Like she has not fucked with her face. It just looks like her getting older. It's always staggering to me to watch these people age.
61.
That means we're getting older. But yeah.
I know. And it seems 61 sounds so young.
I know. No, she doesn't. She looks good.
No, I know.
She's
but
still
61...
the Jodie Foster face.
Like Jerry Jones looks 100 to me when they were talking about the Cowboys. He's in his 80s. He looks 100.
He looks
bad. And that's rich.
But you know what that is? That's not taking care of your body. That's like, I don't know if he smokes. I don't know what that is. That's alcohol. That's something.
It's racism.
He's doing something. Yeah.
Yeah.
I love watching the Cowboys eat shit. It's the best.
Oh, God. That was great.
Are you nervous for the game today? Justine's a big Buffalo fan.
I am nervous just because maybe it will throw off the world of when it should have happened if it's a day later, but it is what it is.
That's a nice superstition.
If they can't beat the fucking Steelers, then they deserve to lose.
Wait, if you're in Buffalo, would you go help clear out the stadium?
I think it could be fun.
Wow, what are you, true fan? I feel like fuck.
I think they should give everyone a fucking ticket though. $20 an hour is a real greed monster move. Give these kids.
Damn, they're not giving
all
them
these
tickets.
People,
they should get them tickets. They should get tickets.
I think that they would eventually.
They got to.
The people
you're
they
sitting
should.
There overnight shoveling snow.
There wasn't that
snowing.
Many people even that showed up. I would think that there would be more, but they should. There is plenty of space to put a whole group of people that did.
Please.
And how
put
can
them on
they
the
not come
field.
Up with some type of situation where they can? Are we really shoveling snow out? And they're building a brand new stadium
thing.
There with no roof. It's dumb.
It's like,
and
how
it's
are we
going to get worse?
It's 2024, and the way that we're clearing snow is hand shoveling. Is that like that?
I don't
can't
remember
be.
Remember there being such extreme snow in Buffalo growing up? I really don't.
Really?
But maybe I just maybe I feel like
ask your mom.
Every year this is getting crazier and crazier.
Yeah,
but
it's interesting.
It must be maybe when
like,
you're living there, you just. It is what it is, and you just forget.
Like, extreme weather is getting worse, but, like, overall snow, like, in Jersey, when we went to Jersey, my father-in-law was like, we haven't seen the snow guy for 2 years. Like, you know, like, it hasn't snowed enough to have
that
the
part of New York,
plow guy.
They haven't had snow. Isn't it crazy?
No. Yeah, it's wild.
My brother lives in Wisconsin,
just...
and they are -6 or something. Lost
fuck
power
that.
For days.
What? Lost power?
They
what
have
do
a
you
generator.
Do if you don't have a fireplace? Oh, you have a generator.
But not everybody. And what if you don't have food? And I mean, it's crazy.
Oh my God. See, I can't.
Can you imagine?
No.
I know. And it feels cold in Vegas at a 30. That feels like -6. You're living in cold
like
weather. You got a good amount of snow.
It's like legit cold where you have to wear like a jacket over a sweatshirt kind of shit.
My kids would love that. That was a good amount to make kids happy.
Yeah, it stayed like where we are. It stayed on the ground for a couple days, like just where the sun didn't hit. But then
Isn't
I went in
my. Nuts? You would never think.
I know, it's crazy. I went in Sterling's room the other day to wake him up, and he had opened the window, and he's like, "My snowman!" And he was all fucking pissed. I'm like, "Welcome to snowman. It's gonna like it leaves." Also, there was no snow robot. Like he made that up in his head. It was like, "You didn't even make anything. What the fuck are you talking about? Like that pile of snow right there." Oh, these kids are nuts. All right. So what is Traders coming out weekly? Is that the?
It said next Thursday, so we have to wait a few days.
All right. So we'll check
God,
in
I'm
on that.
Dying.
We'll keep.
I wish they dropped it all, but
Traders.
It's smart for them not to.
Yeah, I think it's. I'm glad it's here. I think it's a stellar cast. I'm into it. I want to see Phaedra win it all, and then I want Phaedra being on Married to Medicine makes no fucking sense. You are ne'er married to somebody in medicine, nor in medicine yourself. Like they just need put her on Housewives. She should be on TV.
She should be on something. They should make. She is so good. She should host a talk show. She's so in space, but with it, it's insane. Oh, I have to just say two things.
Yes.
We are getting old because this is an old joke. I say it probably too much, but the Nancy Kerrigan thing did stick with me so much. And the kids at soccer over the weekend, I said to a mom, I go, oh, they should Nancy Kerrigan that goalie, get him, you know? And she goes, one of the moms is our age, and she knew, and she laughed. She's like, oh, God, that's terrible. And then the other girl goes, oh, Nancy Kerrigan. It's like, you don't know who fucking it. And she was born in 1989, just 4 years difference, 3 years for you. And
that's her
they
problem.
Didn't live with that sensationalized media.
Yeah, but
it's
when
crazy.
Did that happen? Did that happen in the 80s? No.
No, it happened in the 90s, but if you were two... Like we were right at the age where it was all over the, it was such a big deal. I remember. And ice skating was like such a big deal growing up. Wasn't it?
Yes, it
was.
Was
it for you?
Yeah. It's like, yeah. I mean, she was a star.
It was
I
the
mean,
thing.
Like,
and Michelle
Kwan never get over
and everyone.
That story. That it's like, she got like attacked. Like that's just
and
such
like,
a crazy
story. Oh yeah.
We
watched I, Tonya. And it's like, so Tonya Harding gets the glory with these young kids. That's why they shouldn't make movies. It should be the Nancy Kerrigan
these young
story.
Kids, 1989.
Because Tonya Harding is being, you know, in this movie, she's the star. Not it's not right.
Yeah, Nancy Kerrigan has gotten a bad edit in how the story is retold.
Nancy Kerrigan
for sure.
Got freaking fucked over, and not this trash Tonya Harding. And then she didn't know. We referenced Look Who's Talking. She didn't ever watch Look Who's Talking, the movie with John Travolta.
Wow. No, sounds like she was raised in a bubble. I also
Isn't
love
that
you made
wild?
A Nancy Kerrigan joke about a kid playing soccer. That's just you through and through.
I know. I want to.
And I feel
it's
like
so
if the
hard.
Chick laughs, she should be your friend because.
No, she did. Like they don't feel offended, but it's just funny.
Yeah, your
it's
type
like
of humor.
Mind blowing that I'm getting to the age where I'm saying things and it's so even by a little
weird.
Bit, it's so scary.
Where was I? Oh, when we used to work with like high school kids, I asked them, I was talking about Jordan and the Bulls and I brought up Scottie Pippen. I think I've talked about this before. They didn't know who Scottie Pippen was. I was just like, and they didn't know who Dennis Rodman was. That was it. It was Dennis Rodman. Scottie Pippen, maybe you don't know. Dennis Rodman.
No,
I'm like,
they
what
should
the
know.
Fuck, you don't know who Dennis Rodman is? How's that possible? So yeah, we're
my
elders
kids
now.
Watch a lot of YouTube and they really are interested in old athletes. My
Oh, love this for them.
They love bringing up like old NFL players and
okay.
I guess this guy Ronnie Lott got his finger cut off or something.
Yes.
And he's bringing it up. And I'm like, God, we should call him and let him know that a 7-year-old is talking about him all the time.
That's
it's
great.
So funny. Like, I want to be Ronnie
great.
Lott.
It's
Warner
like,
wants
dude.
To play football. He's not going to. And they're trying to make it illegal or against the law for kids to play under 12 here. It's just not happening.
Oh, okay. Good for them. Yeah, no. Sterling's definitely not.
I feel
Dorian was
bad,
like,
but it's just not going to happen.
Like,
I don't know.
Football, you know, I mean, poor Sterling. He's going to miss out on a lot of character building. It's like, well, would we say that football is creating the greatest characters alive? We've had multiple murders, domestic violence, shooting. What the fuck are you
the
talking
Bills
about character
probably won't
building?
win because they had O.J. Simpson. They probably have a picture of him up in the
Yeah,
on their
O.J.,
wall
thank
of
you. Like, please. What are we talking about? It's not the moral center of sports is football. Let's relax.
I know.
Yeah, he's like, oh, the character build, you know, it's freezing. You got to go out there and play. It's like, whatever. He'll find other ways. all right, guys. We'll be back with Bravo before you know it. And until then, stay off the streets. We'll be back. Go Bills.
Stay off the streets.